Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit. Don't think we've forgotten about the Friday song. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But first, I want to check in with a guy that's become kind of a regular on the show, and only because he knows a lot about what's going on in the West Wing, what's going on with the vice president, what's going on in the Trump administration. He is Mark Lauder, the head of Lauder Communications and a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing just great. I want to ask you, everybody, boy, I tell you, if you were watching cable news last night, you would swear that today is Armageddon Day for the Trump administration. There are going to be two more sentencing memos released, some of them heavily redacted, undoubtedly. One for Michael Cohen, the other one for Paul Manafort. First of all, what do you make of this? And is it Trump Armageddon today? They're calling it Trump Friday or something like that. What do you make of what's going to happen in our nation's capital?
I think this is more wishful thinking and hoping on behalf of many in the mainstream media and the cable networks, as opposed to anything that's actually based in fact. What we've seen so far is in the memos and things that have been released is that there's still no evidence of any collusion, and that the special counsel is continuing to go back and find past transgressions and things that happened before the campaign and years prior, trying to twist screws and intimidate and apply pressure to people to say things that they want to hear.
Let me ask you, do you worry, because we're starting to hear more and more about Don Jr., the possibility that Eric might get caught up in something here. Do you get a sense that the White House is worried about family members at this point?
Not from my interactions, and I think their focus today was obviously, you know, we had another great set of jobs numbers come out today. The president is headed to Kansas City this morning to talk to a justice conference there. He wants a criminal justice bill passed. We need to keep the doors of government open. And as we've seen this morning, he announced who his nominee is going to be for the new U.S. Attorney General and UN and ambassador to the United Nations.
I'm curious about Bill Barr. What do we know about him?
Phenomenal, brilliant legal mind. Previously served as Attorney General under George H.W. Bush from 91 to 93. Actually got unanimous voice vote in 1991 in a Democrat-controlled Senate got passed unanimously out of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Vice President, then Senate Judiciary Chairman Joe Biden called him his commitment to public interest above all else. Patrick Leahy, another Democrat, an independent voice for all Americans. He's been widely hailed as a tremendous legal scholar, and it will be great to have him back as Attorney General.
Okay, so what are the Democrats going to the Democrats are just not going to allow this to go through on a voice vote. What are they going to bring up about Bill Barr that is so onerous?
Well, probably that he believes in the Constitution as it's written. And, you know, I mean, obviously liberals don't like to hear those kinds of things. And he believes in the separation of powers. He believes in the power, obviously, of the executive branch, but also as it is defined for the legislative and the judicial branches. He is someone who believes in the law as it's written. And that's very consistent with what we've seen from the types of judges that the president has appointed and justices. It's true this way in his attorney general as well.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us from Lauder Communications and a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I'm just curious what these job numbers mean to you. I mean, we've had about a rocky week or two in the stock markets. What do these job numbers mean?
Well, I think we're still continuing to see tremendous growth, 155,000 new jobs. I think we're coming close to 500,000 manufacturing jobs that have been created since the president took office. We still have historically low unemployment. I think I read a stat earlier today that there has only been something along the lines of, I want to look it up here, there's only been 12 months in our entire history where the unemployment rate has been below 4%, and half of them have occurred in President Trump's tenure. I mean, that just tells you, the level that we are at and where it continues and where we continue to be strong.
I know we're in the midst of a lame duck session, and a lot of people asking, are we going to have a shutdown? Are we going to get a budget? Are we going to get $5 billion for a wall? How do you read the tea leaves when it comes to this president, this Congress, and what's going to happen in the next few weeks?
Well, I know they still got a lot to do. They just passed a temporary measure to keep the doors open for another 2 weeks out of respect to the late former President George H.W. Bush. They didn't want to have these budget fights and negotiations going on during this week. And so we've got the opportunity here to make a deal to keep the rest of the government open through October of next year, the end of the budget year. The president's been very firm. He wants funding for a wall and border security. And it's so important, not just from an immigration standpoint, and we all understand how important it is on that respect, but what we've got to remember is that nearly 100% of the heroin, 90% of the cocaine, and a substantial portion of the fentanyl that comes into our country poisons people in our neighborhoods, our communities, our families, is coming across that southern border. And we've got to make sure that we are securing it, not only for immigration, but also to keep the drugs out that are poisoning so many of our neighborhoods.
Tell me where we are. And I know the president wants $5 billion for the wall, but we have the more immediate concern of this caravan that's kind of camped out in Tijuana, and there are more on the way. What is the next step on the caravan?
Well, the president's going to keep the U.S. Military forces there, as well as the enhanced presence of Customs and Border Patrol, and they will continue to make sure that people are not crossing into our country illegally. And we've seen some movement where they've possibly been shifting some of their tactics, maybe targeting going to other areas along the border to try to get in. And the president's making sure that those forces are tracking them and making sure that we push them back at every point. One thing it's really important to remember is that when we talk about this caravan, let's remember history, and that only 9%, less than 10% of these, if history is any guide, of these people coming from Central America are actually getting qualified and approved for asylum status. The overwhelming majority are coming. They do not qualify. Most don't, I think about 40%, don't even bother to apply once they sneak into our country. And the ones that do, a third of them don't even show up for their court hearings. But when you get down to it, less than 10% are actually qualified for asylum. And so this is not about asylum seekers. This is not about immigration. It's about illegal immigration and making sure people are coming into our country through the proper channels, through the legal channels. The president's going to continue to be very strong in making sure that we are a welcoming nation for immigrants through the legal channels and processes that are in place.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you, what kind of cooperation are we getting from Mexico, from Central American governments, Nicaragua, Guatemala, et cetera? Are we getting the kind of cooperation that can help to end this whole caravan nonsense?
Well, we're getting a lot of help from Mexico. The incoming administration that came in, I think, last week has been very helpful and supportive in working with our country to try to address this issue. They tried to stop the caravan before they came into Mexico's southern border and were overrun by the caravan. And they're working with us in making sure that we are keeping them on the Mexican side of the border and allowing that process to play out through the ports of entry where you're supposed to be going through. Obviously, we want to work with them to make sure that they're doing everything they can. We need more help from the Northern Triangle countries in Central America to keep their populations within their country and not just sending them off on a very dangerous journey where they're being used by smugglers and in this caravan system where they're not going to be successful in getting into our country illegally. We need to do more. We need them to do more. And the president has said if they don't step up, then we're going to have to rethink some of our foreign aid to those areas.
I want to ask you, how does the president balance the optics? You know, there's the one thing of saying we want to keep our country safe and we'll do anything. We'll put troops on the border, et cetera. But how do we balance that with the pictures that come out of moms and babies and tear gas and that kind of thing? Is the president mindful of that?
He's absolutely mindful of it, but he also understands that his number one priority and his number one duty as president is to protect this nation. And what we're starting to see is that the American people are getting pretty good at seeing through the smokescreen that's being put up by the liberal media when they show outrage about the use of tear gas and non-lethal force, but they said nothing about it when Barack Obama did it much more often under his administration than President Trump is doing, or when they talk about the fact that it's women and children, and then they later come to find out that the handful of women and children that are there are being pushed to the front, because this is mostly men who are coming here seeking jobs, which is not a reason for asylum. So a lot of the misinformation that's being fed out, I think, is being called out for what it is. And I think the American people are getting the message and that they see what this caravan actually represented was thousands of people who plan to come into our country illegally and storm the border if necessary.
Mark, I know we'll be talking again, whether it's before the first of the year, after the first of the year. Don't know quite yet. But, hey, thanks so much for all you do in being out front for the RNC and joining us on a regular basis on this show. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great holiday season, and we'll talk again soon.
You too. Look forward to it.
That's Mark Lotter, the president of Lotter Communications, and also a spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us. Coming up, I promise we'll bring you the Friday song. That's all coming up next, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. We're talking about the caravan. We've been talking about the caravan. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. What a gloomy-looking day in southern Nevada. And this is like the second straight gloomy day this week here in southern Nevada. We got light rain here at the airport. And McCarran International Airport for now. Soon to be maybe Harry Reid International Airport. I pray not. I hope not. Now, as gloomy as it is, we're simply not going to let us get it, you know, the weather forecast get us down. We're just not going to do it. And we got one way to fix it, and it's with the Friday song.
It's Friday.
Here we go.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday's the day that we work all week to get to, and then we have fun.
Hey, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better. It's Friday. We just absolutely love it. By the way, LJ Harness will join us bottom of the hour. I can't believe it. It's the 10th annual Marine Corps Toys for Tots benefit coming up. in just a matter of days. It's scary that we get so close to this thing, and all of a sudden it's right on top of us. I want you to hear, because the left-wing fake news media was all a Twitter last night, because today we've got, let's see, James Comey testifying in a private session with the House Judiciary Committee. We've got sentencing memos due at 2 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time for Paul Manafort and for Michael Cohen. And a lot of people are painting that as gloom and doom for the Trump administration, like it's the beginning of the end. Oh, we're going to find out what they were really up to. Jeffrey Toobin is the CNN senior judicial analyst, and talked with Anderson Cooper last night about what we will learn from the, at least the Manafort sentencing memo, maybe the Michael Cohen sentencing memo out later today.
So, Jeff, I mean, if the Flynn court filing gave us a better, albeit heavily redacted, sense of what kind of cooperation the special counsel has been getting from people in the president's inner circle, what do you expect we could learn tomorrow from the Cohen and Manafort filings?
Well, we could learn an enormous amount, particularly from the Manafort filings, because that's a factually dense issue. You know, what did Manafort say to the prosecutors, and what evidence do they have that shows that they believe he's lying? That's factually dense. That's very important stuff. My concern as a journalist is I'm worried about the liberal application of toner, which was the, which is what happened with the Flynn thing, where, you know, they blacked out all the most substantive stuff. I'm fearful that might happen again, and we would be tantalized, but not really illuminated very much about the evidence that Mueller actually had.
Okay. I mean, it's just amazing what these people, they're speculating on what they don't know. That's what's so funny about this. That they're almost inventing what could happen, what might happen, as opposed to what is going to be on those pages. Sometime before 2 o'clock this afternoon Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific, and we'll see what happens. I'll be honest with you. I have my doubts. Paul Manafort, for instance, was with the campaign for a minute. Okay. I don't know what he knows. If he's rolling on the president, I don't know what he can roll about. But we'll know more sometime after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up. It's that time of year again. The 10th annual U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots campaign. LJ Harness, my buddy from Findlay Cadillac, will join us coming up. So stick around. It's going to be a fun day, I promise you, as we continue live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I love it. We get to the holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa, whatever it is, and everybody's just a little bit happier, even on a gloomy day like this here in Southern Nevada. Joining us now is my buddy LJ Harness from Findlay Cadillac. It's the 10th annual U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots benefit that's going to be coming up. And hey, LJ, first of all, quick question: Do you just sell Cadillacs when it's sunny, or can you make something out of a day like today?
You know, it's, you know, you have a real buyer when they come in when it's raining, when it's cold, and 365 days out of the year, pretty much so. Hey, happy holidays, brother.
Hey, it's good to talk to you. And I always know when the calendar gets to a certain point where we start getting around to the 10th, hard to believe it, 10th annual U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tot benefit. Talk a little bit about the who, what, where, when, why, and how people can become involved.
Well, this was a vision I had when Cadillac moved me out here 10 years ago. They're very supportive. Of course, Finley Cadillac, who is the sponsor of this year again. This is your top-notch headliners of Las Vegas, all coming together, entertainment for our U.S. Marine Corps, local Marine riders, Toys for Tots toy drive and show. You still have time to drop off your new unwrapped toys, $20 value or greater, at Finley Cadillac at the Auto Mall, 993 Auto Show Drive, and we're going to give you show tickets for next Saturday night's show at the Westgate Hotel International Theater. Of course, you and I remember it as the Elvis Theater, and Barry Manilow performs there now. But I tell you, David Perico's 26-piece Pop Strings Orchestra, my good friend from 45 years ago, is flying in with his band, Robbie Steinhardt, the founder, the front man, violinist of the band Kansas and the music of Kansas. So you're going to hear Carry On Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind.
Oh, my God. I love it.
And guess what, buddy? And I have not announced it. This is it. They've invited me to be their drummer that night.
That was going to be my next question. Are you going to jump up and get behind that set of skins? And it turns out you will.
A couple times in the show. But, you know, we have everybody from, of course, Gordy Brown. We have Zoe Bowie. We have Thunder Down Under.
We also have
the Fantasy Show. We got Murray Shaka, you know, one of the finalists of America Got Talent, a great musician. Of course, we got Rob Garrett, the King of Diamonds, the number one Neil Diamond tribute artist, will be closing the show out. We have Slash's lead singer. So we got Slash's from Guns N' Roses lead singer, Todd Kearns, is going to make a special performance. Sam Riddle, country rock artist of Las Vegas. The list just keeps going. But again, we raised over $250,000 in a matter of 3 weeks last year, and we used the local Marine Riders 501c3. So we can say what's donated in Vegas stays in Vegas, and you're so kind for always supporting this every year. And I know you're in and out of town a lot, but if you are available to come to the show again this year, I have your VIP tickets, sir.
I love it, and I will be there because it is not just a great show, but it is a great show of generosity on the part of folks all across, not just from people that are going to be at the show, but people that are going to be performing in the show. They're performing for free and for this great cause. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship between you and the U.S. Marine Corps, the Toys for Tots campaign? Can you talk a little bit about the Marine Corps and how they are so immersed in this thing? It's incredible.
I'll tell you what, Tiffany and I, of course, my fiance, got a relationship with the Marine Riders of Las Vegas going back 9 years ago. They came in just wanting some donations, and I was able to get to know them, got to sponsor them, and ever since then, Cadillac has stepped up. These are Vietnam, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, Iraqi Marine veterans that live here in the city that continue to give their service back to our country. And they do so many charity events, and I can't not tell you how proud I am to be adopted into their family. And it's amazing. Clark County is one of the largest retirement regions of the United States for our U.S. military. And it's amazing the support they continue to give back, pay it forward. And of course, John Saxon, my general manager here at Finley Cadillac, he's got such a big heart, writes a big check to produce this show. Again, David Perico, one of the top musicians, music directors in the entire United States. He's my guy. He puts the show together. The night of the show, the Marine riders will be pulling up on their Harleys, VIP parking for them. When they start walking in, everyone starts standing up. Because it's, you know, it's not about Cadillac, it's not about the entertainers, it's about supporting our U.S. Marine Corps and also making a difference on Christmas morning in Las Vegas for literally thousands of children that otherwise would not have a gift. A lot of parents, a lot of stress, wanting to keep the electricity on, making sure they have their rent paid. Their priority for a toy sometimes is not quite at the top of the list. And because of all the people, all your listeners that every year step up and donate to this, we all get to give back, Kevin, on Christmas morning, knowing we help a lot of families in this city. So still, bring in your new unwrapped toys, Findlay Cadillac in the Auto Mall. I'd say by next Wednesday, and you're going to receive tickets to the show, or you can purchase them at the Westgate Hotel box office. And red carpet starts at 6 o'clock. We have the local TV stations there, video teams, paparazzi. I got a call from Billy Hetchy. Now, you remember Dino, Desi, and Billy of the 60s?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Well, Billy has been with the Beach Boys for 50 years. He was in my first Toys for Tots 9 years ago. He calls me from L.A. yesterday saying he's going to be in town. So we're going to acknowledge one of the Beach Boys. Even Flavor Flay is going to make a cameo appearance. The list just keeps going of celebrities. And again, can't thank 790, the station that rocks, brother, for allowing me to come on today.
You are too good. And the good thing is that I will sleep well in the next week, knowing that you will at least once, maybe twice or three times, be behind the skins and be working them, because there's no better drummer in this town right now, today, even in semi-retirement, than you, LJ. Thank you so much. It is so much fun to reconnect. And the one thing I know, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this, the day after the show or the Monday after the show, will there be more toys or more Cadillacs in the showroom at Findlay Cadillac?
Well, I tell you, right now I'm on the showroom. It is just engulfed in toy donations.
Oh, that's
great. The people continue to bring in the toys after the show. But we have local charities that we're still going to make sure we're taking care of leading up to Christmas. But I salute our U.S. Marine Corps. And remember, what's donated in Vegas stays in Vegas. Merry Christmas to you, brother. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you next Saturday. That's LJ Harness from Findlay Cadillac. He's been doing this, 9 years, and this is the 10th. And the show is coming up at the Westgate 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday night. It's going to be so much fun. And it's like a who's who of Vegas entertainment. I mean, you could spend hundreds of dollars down on the strip to see Gordy Brown and Zoe Bowie and people like that. And this is simple. Just a new unwrapped toy. No, it's great. It's great. Anyway, stick around. More to do. Oh, the fake news media is going nuts. Within a matter of hours, we're going to have release of the sentencing memos for Paul Manafort and for Michael Cohen. And, this is supposedly the smoking gun that will bring down the Trump administration. We'll find out together, probably. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify. And if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casal, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. It's been kind of a gloomy couple of days here in the Las Vegas Valley, but I noticed the planes are keep flying in and out of McCarran International Airport, bringing the 43 million, maybe 44 million people that come to our town each and every year. Okay, the left-wing fake news media is going nuts. And on purpose, I watched a little bit last night of MSNBC just to see what left-wing politicians and the fake news media over at MSNBC was actually doing. Let's go to cut six, because this is a guy that I covered, believe it or not, when I was, in fact, I think I interviewed him a couple of times, when he was just a city councilman, I think. In San Antonio. His name is Joaquin Castro. He is the brother of Julian Castro, who has been. Now, Joaquin is a member of Congress. He is on the House Intelligence Committee. And we're going to go to cut six because he made the bold prediction last night on MSNBC that Roger Stone will be charged with perjury and lying to Congress. Here it is.
I'll tell you right now that Roger Stone, I'm almost certain, will be prosecuted for lying to the House Intelligence Committee. In the same sitting, he first said to Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell that he had no advance knowledge of the email dumps. And then when I followed up a few hours later, he admitted that he did. So he basically gave us both sides of that answer while we were in the committee room.
I haven't heard you go that far before. You're saying tonight you think there is already written record evidence that Roger Stone criminally perjured himself in testimony before your committee.
Yes, absolutely.
And do you have knowledge of how the Mueller probe would deal with that?
Well, I assume that at some point they will bring forward that charge and then whatever else they may be charging Roger Stone with. But I will say, Ari, if there is nothing else to charge Roger Stone with, he certainly lied to our committee.
Okay. So that's a given. Roger Stone will be indicted. He will be charged with perjury, lying to Congress. The other piece of news, the Heather Nauert, Bill Barr news, Heather Nauert being nominated for ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. And William Barr, Bill Barr, to be nominated as the next attorney general. He has been attorney general before under George H.W. Bush. And how appropriate that on the day after he is laid to rest at College Station, Texas, we now have his former attorney general is going to be up for attorney general again. And I must tell you that the reaction, at least early on, I think would end up being good. Heather Nauert, that's another. In fact, tell you what, so let's go to cut three real quick. Because Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut was, shall we say, lukewarm to the nomination of Heather Nauert to ambassador to the United Nations. By the way, if you don't know who Heather Nauert is, she's been on Fox and Friends. She's a former talking head on TV. Does she have any experience in diplomacy? No, none, zero. Has she ever stayed... You know, has she been a station chief or anything like that for the government in an embassy anywhere around the world? No. But I want you to listen. Chris Murphy is the senator from Connecticut and was on CNN last night.
Just lastly, I want to get your reaction to tonight's breaking news that Heather Nauert is expected to be named the next UN ambassador.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd obviously like to see that announcement come from the White House before I react, you know, too seriously to it. But you know, listen, our foreign policy is a mess, and the president was laughed at in his last speech before the UN, and I'm not sure anybody would advise him that the way to correct all his mistakes is to put a Fox and Friends anchor as our top ambassador to the United Nations. Heather Nauert, you know, has been at the State Department, so it's not as if she has no experience, but she has no experience as a diplomat. She has no meaningful experience in government. She is clearly not qualified for this job, but these days it seems that the most important qualification is that you show up on Donald Trump's TV screen, and if you're successful in that endeavor, then you seem to be a top candidate to get a whole bunch of top positions in the U.S. government.
Let's just say Bill Barr will probably have a better chance of confirmation, you know, a voice vote. In fact, when he was nominated before under George H.W. Bush, he got a voice vote, which is virtually unanimous. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays. Oh, and by the way, there are like two dozen, you know, we were talking about this the other day, two dozen Democrat presidential wannabes. Joaquin Castro, Julian Castro, they may be on that list of people that decide they want to run for president, along with Elizabeth Warren. And I want you to listen to Joe Biden and tell me if Joe Biden doesn't sound feeble. I don't know whether it's his age, but I've heard him on a couple of speech clips just over the last month, and he gets this thinness to his voice that sounds almost feeble. Let's go to cut four real quick. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in. This was Joe Biden just in the last day or so taking a swipe at the president for trying to blame the president for the increase in hate crimes. But I want you to listen to the former vice president, Joe Biden.
We are in a battle for the soul of this nation. We have to recognize trend lines are moving in the wrong direction. Earlier this year, the Anti-Defamation League published reports of anti-Semitic incidents that rose nearly 60% alone in 2017, the largest one-year increase since they started keeping records in 1970. It's not an accident. It's not an accident. Our leadership is giving license to this prejudice.
Now, does that sound like the full... Now, he may have been sick. He may have had a cold. There may have been a lot of reasons, but I listened to that, and it was like, what is that, 59 seconds? I'm sorry, 39 seconds? And he just sounded feeble? I don't know. Is that a guy that should be running for president? To my Democrat friends, hey, you get to make the decision. You are the one that makes that decision. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. I got about a minute before the news. What's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you knew that we now have three coasts in the United States, according to Nancy Pelosi, the North, South, and the West. Did you
see
that yesterday?
No, I did. It's classic stuff. It's classic stuff. She is the only one. She is the same one, by the way. She, along with Joe Biden, we're the ones that at one point declared jobs a three-letter word. J-O-B-S, jobs, jobs, jobs. It's a three-letter word. And I'm like, say what? No.
She's getting up there.
Oh, I know. I know. And then they wonder, you know, then she wonders why people are trying to push her overboard. Yeah, go figure. Brady, thank you, man. No. In fact, if I can come up with that clip, I will. But it's just another classic Pelosi-ism. She just says stuff that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Coming up, what's going on in District 36? Assembly District 36, where members of the Clark County Commission, the Nye County Commission, and Lincoln County all have met, and they have approved Greg Hafen II to be the next assemblyman, replacing Dennis Hoff. The problem is, the people that know and knew Dennis Hoff the best, they don't want Greg Hafen. So what are these county commissions doing getting involved? A guy that is suing, he is the attorney of record for a lawsuit involving this whole nonsense. I mean, this really is a bizarre way of replacing Dennis Hoff, who, by the way, died 3 weeks before the election. So he won by, like, he had like 68% of the vote. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and Local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar.